اللسان ثقيلتان في الميزان. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم. أستغفر الله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نويت الأربعين، نويت الاعتكاف، نويت الخلوة، نويت العزلة، نويت الرياضة، نويت السلوك لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد. الله سبحانه وتعالى gave us intelligence. Some people might have it. Some people, they might not deserve it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is generous. He said, I'm giving you that trust that He mentioned in Holy Quran, إِنَّ عَرَضْنَا الْأَمَانَةَ عَلَى السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَالْجِبَالِ. We have asked heavens and earth and mountains to carry the trust. Amana, you have to carry something. Someone give you something, you have to return it back as He gave it to you. They said, Ya Rabbi, it's too much. Cannot. He excused them because they understood it's difficult. But human being, they said, no, don't worry, we'll take it. We are for it. Okay, take it. Allah gave it to them. They are ignorant and oppressors to themselves, Allah said in Holy Quran. وَحَمَلَهَا الْإِنسَانُ إِنَّهُ كَانَ ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا. Human being took it. He was ignorant and oppressor. Recite the ayah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إنا عرضنا الأمانة على السماوات والأرض والجبال فأبين أن يحملنها وأشفقن منها وحملها الإنسان إنه كان ظلوما جهولا. ليعذب الله المنافقين والمنافقات والمشركين والمشركات ويتوب الله على المؤمنين والمؤمنات وكان الله غفورا رحيما.
He said they are ignorant, so with their ignorance they become unbelievers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to ask them, why you were unbelievers? You said you want to carry it. I gave it to you as a trust. Why you dropped it? What is the reason to drop it? I was not good with you. I created you. I gave you this life. I made you in a perfect shape that you like yourself. I didn't create this universe for you. وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. Didn't I give all authority of heavens and earth and skies and moons and universe to you? Why you didn't keep that trust that I gave to you? And then he said, وَيَتُوبَ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. Immediately he said, but there is a way out of it. If you keep it back and take it and say, Ya Rabbi, we repent. So there is a repentance. Allah left the door open to come back from your ignorance that you thought you are intelligent and you know everything. That you know that you are the best, as some people they say we are the greatest or we are the best. They don't know that they are, when they say we are the best or we are the greatest or we are good or we are proud or we are proud of ourselves, means they are not in the eyes of Allah like that, might be in the eyes of their shaitan like that. Know yourself, you know your limit. Don't go beyond your limit, thinking you know everything and you want to argue with everything, and you want to impose your opinion on everything. And if anyone doesn't, you don't like what he say to you, you go and criticize and complain and write whatever your ego tells you to write. ليتوب الله على المؤمنين والمؤمنات وكان الله غفورا رحيما. For Allah to accept the repentance of those who say, Ya Rabbi, we were unbelievers, kafirin. Kafirin here is not the infidels, is every person that go and make a mistake in the language, in Arabic language, in some verses come like someone who is, he did something wrong. We say kafara bi ni'matillah. Is not become an infidel. Kafara bi ni'matillah means he came against Allah's favor. He did something wrong to Allah's favor. Might be he stepped on a bread or a rice or a food. That is kafara. But Allah said, in any case, anyone, infidels, unbelievers, whoever do anything, repent. And Allah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. And Allah was in the past. Look the ayah. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ. Allah was. Means He knew what we are going to do. He knew what's going to happen with His knowledge, that we are going to be heedless. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. He was from the time He created you, He was a forgiver. His mercy was overriding His anger. وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. My mercy has encompassed everything. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ. He didn't say وَيَكُونَ اللَّهُ. He didn't say Allah will be. Allah was. Was means more important that He will be, because if He was Ghafoor, He is Ghafoor for every moment, for every time, for every century, for every life, and for the eternal life. Whoever believes in Him and say La ilaha illallah, dakhala al-jannah, enter paradise. So Allah gave us intelligence, that if you think that you have intelligence, and He restricted that intelligence to a puzzle. He made for you a puzzle. Like today we have puzzles, and people, they have to try to, what you say, solve it. Try to solve the puzzle, to put words together or to put lines together, to draw lines in order that you can solve this puzzle. Allah gave you all of us human being said, we will take it, we will carry it. Okay, you want to carry it? Okay, this is it. Carry it, let me see you, how much you are clever. And then He put it together and gave it to you and say, okay, this is for you, solve it, take it. If you can pass it, overcome it from one side to other side, you are safe. Since you were happy and proud of your intelligence, Let us see your intelligence is going to save you, or my mercy is going to save you. I am your Lord, Lord of heavens and earth. لمن الملك اليوم لله الواحد القهار. To whom is the kingdom today? Allah is saying to himself. To me, the majestic, the one that can abolish everything. We are nothing in Allah's presence. O mu'min, O believers, this is the month of Ramadan. Allah is giving us a way in Ramadan to repent. If we repent, then we will be saved at the end of the month of Ramadan. We will get bara'atun min an-nar. Allah is checking us. He knows, but He wants you to know yourself by yourself. He gave you a physical body, and He gave you a soul to know that this body has a soul. The body relates to earth, the soul relates to heaven. And He connected the body and the soul together, as He connected the universe together. He connected the earth, the moon, the sun, the planets, the galaxies. All of them He connected to them. He connected them together. And He said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, was-samai dhatil hubuk. You recite.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. والذاريات ذروى فالحاملات وقرا فالجاريات يسرا فالمقسمات أمرا إنما توعدون لصادق إن الدين لواقع والسماء ذات الحبك إنكم لفي قول مختلف يؤفك عنه من أفك قتل الخراصون الذين هم في غمرة ساهون يوم هم على النار يفتنون ذوقوا فتنتكم هذا الذي كنتم به تستعجلون صدق الله العظيم.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing in this surah, Surah Al-Dhariyat, something that we are heedless about it. And He is giving His oath by the wind that scatter dust, that the winds, when it move, it move with it particles. And the clouds that bear heavy weight of water, and the clouds, that is, when you say there is a cloud, means there is no, you cannot see the blue of the sky. It's not clear anymore. It's cloudy, we say. If you have water and it has some anything in it, it becomes cloudy. It's not transparent. By the winds that scatter the dust, is the wind that you are breathing, is the, you are taking, it is like a wind. You are breathing this wind. It is coming with dust, and you are inhaling it with dust, exhaling it with dust. Means it is coming in clean, and you are taking it out dirty, it's becoming dusty. That cloud, that wind, is not only the wind of the world, is not only the wind that you are seeing in dunya, because your body is a universe. Your body, Allah made it a complete universe that has a horizon, that has horizons in itself. The heart is its horizon. The heart is its as-sama for it. As we say, as-sama is the skies or the heavens that you can reach in paradise, or you can reach through your heart. Also the body has a sky as a horizon, and that is the horizon of the heart. So when any cloud comes and cloudy the heart, that cloudiness has to clean itself, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes that system that you need this clean, pure water to drink in order to clean all the sicknesses in your body, and you throw it out. And that's why you need to go to make ablution. Because all the dirtiness that is becoming cloudy over your heart, Allah taking it through making you in need to drink that water. As we say, the earth is cleaned by rain. When rain comes, it cleans everything. As we say, the earth was cleaned by the flood that Allah sent on the people in the time of Sayyidina Nuh. He flushed them out. You flush your system from that dusty wind and that cloudy heart. And the ship that float with ease and gentleness. Now, when you clean yourself from this dust and this cloudiness, there is no more clouds in the horizon of the heart, what will happen? That ship will move. That geniosity that Allah gave you, that intelligence now can move, can solve that puzzle that we didn't come to it yet. And I am going to go through very quick. And those angels who distribute provisions, rain and other blessing by Allah commands. Now when that ship is moving in Allah's way, means when your body and your soul is moving now in the right way, Allah send on you angels that send you provision from heavens. You will be sent, you will be given mercy, you will be given knowledge. وَعَلَّمْنَاهُ مِنْ لَدُنَّا عِلْمًا. We have taught him from our heavenly knowledge. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهُ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهُ. Love Allah and fear him. Allah will teach you and he'll give you his knowledge, from his knowledge. Then what he said? They will give you provisions, rain and other blessings by Allah's command. Means Allah will order now angels, go teach him. Inspire him. Don't let shaitan approach him. When you really are repenting and going, those are the intelligent between a human being. Not everyone is intelligent between a human being. Only those who are following the ayah, this surah, are the intelligent people. Then what he said? Verily, that which you are promised is surely true. You are going to be receiving it. Whatever Allah promised you, you are going to receive. And what he promised? وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهِ. Fear Allah and love him, Allah will teach you. وَعَلَّمْنَاهُ مِنْ لَدُنَّا عِلْمًا. We will teach you from heavenly knowledge. إِنَّ الدِّينَ لَوَاقِعٌ وَإِنَّ الدِّينَ لَقَوَاقِعٌ. And verily the recompense is sure to happen. Allah is confirming that Those intelligent people who are going to solve this puzzle, they are going to be saved. وَالسَّمَاءِ ذَاتُ الْحُبُكِ, by the heaven full of paths. That is the puzzle. Allah made heavens full of strings. And these strings are connected to each other. Allah made you full of strings. All your body, which is a universe by itself, is all strings with each other. Every string has a way, has a path. If you follow it, you will know how you end on the safety shore. وَالسَّمَاءِ ذَاتِ الْحُبُكِ, Allah made you another sama to your body and to yourself. And there is another one of the universe. And both of them are connected. Sama'ul jism, the sama, the skies of, or the horizon of the body, with the horizon of heavens, with the sama'ul dunya. They are connected through several, he said, وَالسَّمَاءِ ذَاتِ الْحُبُكِ, with several paths. They are connected together. It begins this trend from heaven to you. Is a strand, is a line, is a path. And from you to there is a connection. But this connection has many, like a puzzle, has many ways. You have to know how to move. If you are intelligent, you can solve your puzzle. If you are not intelligent, still with the animal life, animal cannot find the puzzle. Sometimes animals know their ways because they have little bit mind, but we human being, never we are finding our ways. We have no mind. We think we have mind. We have nothing. Keep quiet better. Don't talk better. Don't speak better. Don't say one word better. If you want really to be intelligent and not letting shaitan to play with you. So how to solve the puzzle? You have to throw away the dust of the wind from your heart. You have to throw away the cloudiness of this water that has accumulated in your heart. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you using that ship of Nuh alayhi salam. وآية لهم أن حملنا ذريتهم في الفلك المشحون. It is the sign from us that we have made them to carry ذريتهم and their descendants in the ship of Nuh عليه السلام. Well, who are your descendants? Your children? That is the normal meaning. Descendants are your amal that is going to come out. If it is going to be a good amal, you will be loading it through that ship, and that ship will take you to the safety shore. If your amal is bad, then you will say it like Sayyidina Nuh said, Sa'awi ila jabalin ya'asimuni min al-ma. I'm going to find a mountain that he will save me from water, cloudiness of the heart, water. Who is the mountain? Mountain is shaitan, is the ego. I'm going to find one ego for me. I'm going to find one mountain. Mountain is described sometimes as ego, the ego of the self. Why you are asking me to come with you on your boat? That boat is for you. I'm not interested. My amal is for my shaitan. I'm following my shaitan. If I will show me one mountain bigger than your ship. Your ship is small. Might go in the flood. He doesn't know that Allah said in that surah where he said, and the ships that float with ease and gentleness, فَالْجَارِيَاتِ يُسْرَى, that ship that even if small is going to move in gentleness, slowly. Gentleness means going to move slowly, not in a hurry. As you are doing good amal, you are solving the puzzle, moving, and Allah moving that ship in easy way, turning it right, turning it left, turning it right, turning it left, until it take you solving that puzzle. Don't follow your ego. I know better than you. I send you a nice email, or I send you a bad email, or I give you a phone call, teach you what you have to do, give you answers. No. Make yourself. Someone tell you this is water, say, yeah, water, alhamdulillah. How? Oh, the other one happy with you. He say, what is this? Say, bottle of water, water. That's it, finish. Why to argue? No, this is not water, bottle of water. It's a plastic. It's bottle. No, it's plastic. Why to, for what that debate that has no meaning? When Allah asked Sayyidina Musa, what is in your hand? He said, my stick. He didn't stop because it's Allah's presence. Allah asked him one word, what is it? He said, stick. He didn't stop. And he began to explain what he does and with the stick. And Imam Ghazali said, because he wants to stretch his time in the divine presence more. That is okay. Stretch your prayer more. Stretch your dua more. Stretch your zikr more. But don't stretch your emails more. Or stretch your conversation more. It doesn't benefit. Like when you speak with someone, they begin to give you the, you go on the plane, two people, they don't know each other. I'm surprised. They will sit and they talk and they tell their lives to each other. How they divorced, how they got married, how many children they have, what their children are doing, if they have boyfriend, if they have girlfriend, if they have everything that is garbage, they present it on a table, on the table. For what? What is the benefit? Take your beads, make your zikr, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innu al-qulub. Adh-dhakiruna Allah wa adh-dhakirat. وَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا وَسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. What is your, you are wasting your time for? When you throw that dust away from the heart, when you throw that cloudiness away, Allah make your ship easy to move. Then when it's easy to move, then He will connect you with the strengths that He connected the universe with. Then the ship of the heart now is intelligent, become intelligent. That's are the intelligent people. Not intelligent people in dunya, people that they know how to calculate 1 + 1 = 2, or 10 + 10 = 20. The intelligent are those who are, or avoid the tricks of shaitan. And they found their ways out of it. That's are the genius. That's are awliyaullah. That they were able to solve the puzzle and connect. Every person is connected to a path in heavens. وَالسَّمَاءِ ذَاتِ الْحُبُكِ. That Allah said, by the heavens full of paths. He said full of paths. Anywhere you turn, there is a path for someone to connect himself from this dunya to the heavens. That where is the puzzle. That where you are intelligent if you can connect yourself. Not connecting yourself with plumbing. Not connecting yourself talking too much when you are working. Especially plumbers. Or carpenters. Or doctors. Or lawyers. They sell you words, talk. Keep busy with zikrullah. That's better. Certainly you have different ideas. إِنَّكُمْ لَفِي قَوْلٍ مُخْتَلِفٍ. Certainly you have different ideas about Muhammad and the Quran. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He's telling us here and we are not noticing. Certainly, it's not only for non-Muslim, it's also for Muslim. Certainly you have different ideas about Muhammad. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Means he is my gate, he is my way, he is the vehicle for you. You have different ideas. Wahhabis are putting Muhammad down. Say no. Yeah, certainly you have different ideas. You are wrong. Why Allah is mentioning him? وَالسَّمَاءِ ذَاتِ الْحُبُكِ. The heavens and full of paths. Means come to that path through Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Don't have different ideas about him. Then you reach the safety shore. يُؤْفَكُ عَنْهُ مَنْ أُفِكُ. Turned aside therefrom, that is from Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Quran, is he who is turned aside by the decree and preordainment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Cursed be the liars. Allah cursing the liars that they said to Allah, we will carry your trust, give it to us. They are cursed because they are not keeping that trust safe from the dust of the wind of their amal and the cloud of their amal. You know, but they said they will do it. They are ignorant, oppressor to themselves. Only intelligent, geniuses. That is what is the meaning of genius and intelligent. Is that one who can save himself from the hands of shaitan and reach to the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not the one that he found, who discovered science. That is dunya science. That is intelligent in dunya, yes, but he is living. He has to be intelligent how to reach his Lord. May Allah forgive us. May Allah bless us. Wa min Allahi tawfiq and رمضان كريم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته بحرمة الفاتحة. Every inshallah for this month we begin by 8 o'clock Isha and Taraweeh and then tafsir of some surahs. We'll begin with skip small surahs because they are less on the CDs, and we'll see you inshallah tomorrow. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you.